Good evening and welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program this evening, despite a ruling from the Bombay High Court, the Shani Temple in Ahmednagar in Maharashtra denies a group of women access inside the temple. Instead, Trupti Desai and her supporters are bundled into police vehicles and taken away. No court ruling, it seems, will change the minds of some. This is 2016 and yet women are discriminated in yet another way. They cannot worship in places that they choose to. Tonight, the temple entry stopped once again. Have women activists been let down by the state?
Pushed by a mob and dragged away by the police, Trupti Desai's Bhumata Brigade forced a retreat even before entering the inner sanctum of the Shani Temple. As an angry mob of villagers shouted slogans and turned violent just moments later.
ये हमारे 400 साल की परंपरा है, ये हम तोड़ना नहीं देना चाहते। हमारे गांव की पुरोजन जो रखा है, हमारे हम वही आगे चलने रखना चाहते।
Despite the Bombay High Court's clear directive that there will be no discrimination in Hindu places of worship, where is the implementation of that law? Is what Desai wants to know.
पुलिस का काम था कि हमें कुछ भी जो है वो धक्का नहीं लगना चाहिए, लेकिन पुलिस कहीं कम कर रही पड़ रही है.
Temple authorities say they are yet to identify those who attacked members of Bhumata Brigade, injuring them and media personnel as well at the temple premise.
हमें आपातकालीन 7:30 PM को कल यस्टरडे एक मीटिंग बुलाई थी और वो मीटिंग में उन्होंने भी कहा था कि हमें हर एक नागरिक का कर्तव्य है और कौन सी भी ट्रस्ट और देवस्थान ट्रस्ट हो गया उनको ये लॉ एंड ऑर्डर का पालन करना चाहिए और उस हिसाब से हमने लॉ एंड ऑर्डर का पालन हमने करना चाहिए उस हिसाब से हम पालन कर रहे हैं.
But politicians and activists have hit out at the police and the administrators and say court orders have clearly been violated.
The Maharashtra government and the police are accountable to the court and they should be punished. The police violate that court order, violate the law blatantly. Clearly the police cannot do this.
Detained twice already, this time denied entry once again, despite having a court order. Trupti Desai's Bhumata Brigade had planned to storm into the inner sanctum of the Shani Temple and offer their prayers. But the moment they came in, they were whisked away by the police from angry villagers who had surrounded them. The entire hour-long drama ended with Trupti Desai and her team being taken to the civil hospital. In Shani Shignapur, with camera person Rajendra Dayalkar, Ankita Sinha for NDTV.
So have women worshippers in Maharashtra been let down by the state, which it seems, despite an order from the High Court, have been unable to allow those women from entering this particular temple? Joining us to debate this, Sanju Varma, spokesperson of the BJP in Maharashtra, Khushbu Sundar of the Congress Party, Rahul Ishwar, the spokesperson for the Sabarimala Trust, Ranjana Kumari joins us as well, director of the Center for Social Research. Thank you all very much for being with us. Let me come to you first, Sanju. The court is absolutely clear in this. It says, and I quote from yesterday's judgment, there is no law that prevents entry of women in any place. If you allow men, then you should allow women also. If a male can go and pray before the deity, why not women? It is the state government's duty to protect the rights of women. Has the state government done that today?
Vishnu, you have read out one very important part of the High Court judgment. But I think your audience needs to know the entire truth, not the half-truth. So the court, in the same judgment that you chose to read out now to your viewers, the court has very categorically stated that while it can give the state government general directions, it cannot give specific instructions, which means that there is ample discretion with the state administration. But I will not go that path because I believe in gender equality as much as any of your other panelists. Having said that, the most important point which is to be noted, which simply no media house is talking of, which I think is rather misleading, is the fact that the court has also said, when Rohit Deo, the acting advocate general for the state of Maharashtra, said that the order of the court will be implemented, but women will be allowed only where men are also allowed. If men are not allowed into the inner sanctum,
but that's a convenient
women will not
excuse.
Be allowed as well.
That's a convenient excuse, isn't it?
Nodded in agreement. Vishnu, let me complete.
earlier on at this temple, men were allowed.
Or men not being allowed as well. So this is not a question of gender equality.
Of course it is. Of course it's an issue of gender equality. There is no gender equality over here.
Where is the question of discrimination? Where is the question of discrimination?
Okay, I'll tell you where the I will tell you where the question of discrimination is. I will tell you where the question. Ranjana, just Ranjana Kumari, ma'am, bear with me for a minute.
You listen to my response.
No, we've listened to your response. Now let me counter that and let me go across to my other panelists.
No.
No, why not?
Vishnu, just give me 30 seconds, please. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Has Ranjana Kumari ever visited the Shani Shingnapur? Let me tell you, I have visited Shani Shingnapur umpteen times. Let me put this on record. There is no sanctorium here per se. There is a chabutra.
So a woman, with not being allowed to enter the chabutra.
So to
you are okay with being allowed
nobody
not to enter the chabutra.
Nobody is allowed to touch.
Right.
No.
You're okay
listen,
with it.
Listen, don't interrupt me. Have the grace to accept the truth. Nobody is allowed to touch the Shani replica which is inside, a fenced chabutra. So to say that women are not allowed but men are is a gross...
No, but she never said she wanted to touch...
misleading fact.
She never said she wanted to touch the shrine. She just wanted access till that point.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you one more thing.
She is misleading.
Yeah, let me tell you one more thing.
She is misleading everyone.
If Trupti Desai... Let me complete. I am not misleading, ma'am. You please.
You have been talking.
All right, Ranjana Kumari, please. Ranjana Kumari, come in. We can't have a monologue over here. Ranjana Kumari, come in with your views
Vishnu,
on this.
Vishnu, let me
the
tell
argument
you one more
which
thing.
Has been raised.
Vishnu, let me tell you one more thing.
No, Sanju, you will not tell me one more thing until I ask you, Sanju. There are other panelists also. Let us get other voices. So Ranjana Kumari, I'll come back to you, Sanju. Ranjana Kumari,
if you can just please come in on this.
Because my interpretation of the law also stems from the Maharashtra Hindu place. Sanju, can I please have my other panelists
talk? Listen to others, Sanju.
The temple trustees have not yet received the High Court order.
Sanju, you do realize that there are other voices.
You want to,
Sanju,
foray there.
Sanju, I am sorry, Sanju. I will have to bring down your audio if you do not allow me to allow others to speak.
Is that not
I'm trying to have a civilized debate over here. It's not a one-on-one between you and me. Ranjana Kumari, you had a point to make. Please go ahead.
Yes, Vishnu, I think this is, first of all, let her know that wherever there is discrimination, we will change it, we will fight for it, and my visiting temple or not visiting temple doesn't matter at all at this stage. Not only that they are doing discrimination, now it is also fraudulent, because earlier men were allowed in that area, and later they stopped men because they wanted to make a point about nobody being allowed. First of all, why nobody will be allowed? That is also a question. This discrimination will not be tolerated. State government of Maharashtra has failed in its duty to protect the rights of women in terms of going and doing their worship. What is the point going to a temple which does not really respect women? Why should women go at all? But if men are allowed, men can go, men are supposed to worship there, women will also. But now let temple authority know this, that they have violated the constitution of this country, they have violated the judgment of the High Court, and there has to be an FIR against them. Now state government has to register an FIR against the temple authorities because they allowed people to come in and to interfere into the implementation of the judgment and the law. So there has to be an FIR against the temple authorities. There has to be FIR against people who are trying to create this discrimination and violate constitution of
ma'am,
India.
I want to go across to Rahul Ishwar. Rahul, let's just look at the law. If it is the sanctity of the deity that you are worried about, this is what the court read out yesterday, then let the government make such a statement. Under the Maharashtra Hindu Place of Worship Entry Authorization Act 1956, if any temple or person prohibits any person from entering a temple, then he or she faces a 6-month imprisonment. You're showing me a computer screen.
Vishnuji, 3 points. This is NDTV report of August 3, 2010. Sunanda Pushkar visiting and praying in Shani Shiknapur temple.
Yes.
Thousands of women are visiting Shani Shiknapur temple and there is no issue.
Then why Second would these point. Women stop today?
This is generally a temple.
Rahul,
this
you
is
go back on the same thing. The,
hold
again.
On. This is generally a temple. This
Rahul.
Is called the inner sanctum sanctorum of a temple.
Yes.
Every temple... Let me at least put forward my
yeah,
argument.
Go ahead. I'm not
this
interrupting
is
you.
This is the Srikovil or Garbhagraha or inner sanctum sanctorum. Let me at least put forward the argument, sir. This is the inner sanctum sanctorum. Here, no male or no female is allowed. Only priests are allowed. There are female priests. In those temples, female priests are only allowed. No males are allowed. In the same way, this is a personal space of a deity. This form of worship is called the tantric form of worship. This is different from a prevalent Vedic form of worship, which is prevalent in North India. So this is the subtlety of the matter. Third, even in High Court categorically said, in those places where men are not allowed, women need not be allowed. This judgment doesn't apply to those kind of places.
No, Rahul,
this debate has become a very shallow...
Rahul, yeah. But that is not where these protesters wanted to go at all.
Vishnu, please let me come in.
Khushbu, you wanted to come in over here.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Rahul, this is what you have been saying even for the last two debates. See, no woman wants to go inside the inner sanctorum. What we have been saying that where the men are allowed, why women are not allowed is what the argument is. Who visited when in 2010, 2015 or 2001? That is not important. To a certain extent, women are allowed. There even we are allowed. What the fight has been about as to why the place at the point where men are allowed, why women are not allowed. And this is what the court has said, that the places where men are allowed, women should be allowed. God does not look at people, at men and women differently with gender discrimination. In the eyes of the God, everybody is the same. So why these man-made rules, which have been carried forward for many, many years, and these man-made rules are again misogynist men.
Sanctorum of Shani Shiknapur. So where is the question of gender discrimination?
No, it's not. That's not true.
Vishnuji,
please allow me.
Can I finally point out one thing?
Rahul, you wanted to come back. You wanted to counter that particular point. Rahul, go ahead. Yes.
Hold a national debate.
No,
men are not allowed in the sanctum sanctorum of India.
Please show your discrimination.
You are on the wrong side of the law. So don't show your discrimination. You are wrong side of the
information.
1 minute, everybody listen. It's not working out like this. Can I only listen to Rahul Ishwar? Can everybody else's audio be brought down for a moment? Rahul Ishwar, please go ahead.
Yeah. Vishnuji, we have only regards for Tripti Desai or all female activists. We would humbly request. They have misunderstood the issue. And if somebody want to do the job of a priest, we welcome them. Females can study Vedas. Females can study Tantra. They can become priests. But only in those places priests are allowed, they are actually demanding an entry. And court categorically said inside the sanctum sanctorum or the garbhagraha, no male
but
or no female
is talking
allowed.
About entering
just
the sanctum
because
sanctorum.
Because of an article 14.
Nobody is talking about entering the sanctum sanctorum.
They are.
They are talking about entering the sanctum sanctorum near the Chabutra over there, not a place where neither men or today they were not even allowed to enter the temple. Today they were not even allowed to enter the temple.
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
Inside temple, they have all been allowed. Inside temple, if you just have a simple Google search, you can see thousands of women visiting there. Just because of a law and order issue, they might not have been allowed. But that is not the case. We should see this matter in depth. This is a system and form of worship. It is protected under Article 25.
Ranjana Kumari, would you like to come in over here? Because I think Rahul Ishwar, I do believe Rahul Ishwar makes an important point.
I think Rahul Ishwar has been saying the same thing for past so many weeks. He doesn't understand that constitutional...
You have been saying the same thing for the past many weeks.
1 second, the signal with Ranjana Kumari is frozen. Do we have that signal with her back?
Today yes, the group ahead, was not allowed to enter the temple. By that, the temple authorities have violated the law of the land by not allowing. And also, Maharashtra state government has failed in this duty because police were watching and all the villages were brought by the temple authorities to protect I don't know what are they trying to protect. If God is equal, if God is blessing everyone equally, if God has to be, you know, praised and worshipped by women of this country, then God has to be accessible.
Ma'am, let me ask you this question.
And women must go there.
Let me ask you this question.
Vishnu,
Rahul Ishwar makes an important point. Rahul Ishwar says that this is the sanctum sanctorum where it is a place where priests are there, where the shrine is over there, where the deity is over there.
Vishnu,
that is a particular place where men or women should not be allowed. Now, if you look at any place of worship across any religion, there are places where men and women are not allowed.
So
therefore, how is this point made by Rahul Ishwar incorrect? Ranjana Kumari, go ahead. Just half a second.
I think Sanju is unnecessarily getting very agitated. It's a very serious issue, and it is about across the religion issue, because religious institutions are under the control of patriarchy, dominated by men and men only. All the resources of the trust, because trust is a public.
Women are allowed.
Look at her desperation. Please don't be desperate. Nobody will. Nobody is going to trust you. You have been created.
Ranjana Kumari, ma'am, go ahead.
Please, I think
you are on air.
Okay, I think point number one is that it is about the across the religion, because all the religious institutions are under the control of patriarchs. They are under the control of men. They control the resources. All the chadhava goes into their own. I do not know which way they distribute what they do. There are government controls, but we do not know, because women don't sit on the trust and the committees and the coil. And also the men are the priests, and they are the only ones who go and do the worship in sanctum sanctorum. So I think there also is a discrimination. That is a larger issue. Not only in Hindu temples, but also in mosques, in church, and every religious institution is discriminating against women. Now in this case of Shani Signapur, the issue is that they were not even allowed today to enter the temple. In this case, Maharashtra state government has failed in its duty to protect the rights of women, which has been reinforced by Mumbai High Court.
Okay. I want to bring in Sanju to this particular point. Sanju, again, this is what the High Court had said yesterday. Ultimately, in other words, offering prayers from places from where men are allowed to do so is a fundamental right of women, and it is the state's fundamental duty to protect these rights under Article 14 and 25 of the Constitution. It is the duty of the state to ensure that these fundamental rights of women are fully realized. Now, if this is what the court said yesterday, today, don't you believe the police, perhaps the district administration, should have been better prepared to allow these women access? They have a court order.
Okay, Vishnu, I think you raised a very valid question, and you know, you will have the grace to allow me to answer. First of all, I don't think, you know, I am blinded by hate. Rather, I want to state on record, Ranjana Kumari's hate for BJP is well known, and you know, I don't think any of us need to be, you know, educated.
No, I don't think this is about hate for any political
Ranjana Kumari, ma'am, can you just please bear with me? I have never heard you talk about that.
Sanju, you've not answered the question. Do you intend to answer the question or not? Do you intend to answer the question?
Please look at Sanju.
All right, let me just go across. Just go across now.
My answer is simple. Please ask Ranjana Kumari to keep quiet for a while.
What answer? You don't answer. So you answer Ranjana Kumari, Ranjana, you're ranting.
All right. Can I have all the audios lowered so that I can just go across to Khushbu, who's been waiting patiently with the point. Khushbu, go ahead and speak. Nobody else will shout. Their audio levels are down.
Vishnu, the whole point is nobody's understanding whether it's Rahul, Ishwar or Sanju. They're not trying to understand the bottom line of it. If the women were allowed, if there was no discrimination, this fight wouldn't have been there. The fight is there because there is discrimination. You can put pictures, you can show us that, okay, so-and-so visited so-and-so place. They can have an argument that, okay, this is where the inner sanctum, where the women are not allowed, because men are also not allowed. Nobody's talking about going and touching the lingam, or nobody's even talking about going in the inner sanctum. There is a section till where women are allowed, but beyond that section, men are allowed. So what is it they're talking about? They're trying to mislead. And what has happened today at the temple this morning with Trupti Desai, I think it was completely manufactured crowd brought in by the temple people and the people who wanted to oppose Trupti Desai. There's a clear court orders. And here we have a police, and here we have the government who has completely failed in
Rahul Ishwar had a point to make
and giving them the fundamental rights in taking them in, because she said she was going there, and there is a court order. I'm sure the police should have been prepared, because there were 100 people who were opposing.
Khushbu, I'll get to the point that you're making, and I will try and raise it one more time with the BJP spokesperson. Before that, Rahul Ishwar, you have a point to make.
Answer. We should definitely be liberal with attitudes, but we should not be liberal with facts. And High Court order didn't say they have a right to enter the inner sanctum sanctorum. If you look at the thousands and thousands of temples in Khushbuji's Tamil Nadu or our Kerala, in Andhra Pradesh, please let me at least put forward my point, ma'am. Trupti Desai has been on record that she wants to enter the inner sanctum sanctorum. She has been on record that she wants to enter the core inner sanctum sanctorum. And these people are confusing the issue. I understand. I am not blaming you, because the North Indian temple system is different from the South Indian temple architecture. In the North Indian temple system, people can go inside, touch the idol, do the Hararpan or do the flower archana. But in South Indian temples or the tantric based temple systems, people are not allowed, whether they are male or female, Brahmin or Dalit, anybody is not allowed. This is the subtlety of the matter, and people don't understand this. But we are open for a discussion. We welcome negotiation by people like Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. We would humbly put forward our point. We don't have any disrespect or disregard to any female activist, but we are open for a discussion. Our humble request would be, let us not create drama and scene. Let us sit and talk. We would definitely come to a conclusion.
Ranjana Kumari, how is that not a very fair suggestion?
We will humbly
there are sensitivities over here which go beyond perhaps a strictly legal interpretation. Obviously, the law is the final word, but there are sensitivities over here. Rahul Ishwar says there needs to be a discussion on this issue.
Can I answer a question that you've asked Sanju?
Vishnu,
well,
can
it
I
is
please,
a suggestion,
can
it is a good suggestion,
an
and I think all the.
About
but please ask Sanju to not interfere like that. Let me have my air time when
you
I
have your air time. Everybody else's audio has been brought down. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, so I think I return all compliments given to me by Sanju with humble, request that she should not become personal in a television debate. But second thing is that it's a good suggestion, but at the same time, we are discussing today's incident that happened. We are discussing Mumbai High Court judgment. We are discussing women's rights under the Constitution to have the equality before the law. And this has been violated today by the Sunny Signapur temple authorities. So there has to be an FIR against them.
Sanctum sanctorum argument. Listen to me. There's something interesting there.
I think that is a larger question, that what is this sanctum sanctorum all about? Why priests are only men? Why they are the only ones who go and worship inside the sanctum sanctorum?
Yes, Rahul Ishwar, go ahead.
We welcome female priests.
Sanctuaries for Dalits. Vishnu, Shri Ravi Shankar should have immediately said, if he had any sense that what kind of discrimination is going on in the country, he should have immediately said that women must be allowed. If men can go to Chabutra, women can go to Chabutra. But he said he will negotiate. What is there to negotiate? There are constitutional positions. This country is governed by rule of law. We are a democracy. And then what kind of a negotiation are we negotiating?
Rahul, you should comment on that.
Are we negotiating
Rahul, it is your interpretation
are we constitution,
of an individual culture and tradition answer. Versus what the courts have to say. How can you negotiate after what a court has said or has ruled?
Answer. Vishnuji, two things. One, there are a dozen temples where men are having regulations. Just like there is a male Indian cricket team and there is a female Indian cricket team, there is a Shabrimala and Shabrimala for women. There are 30 lakh women offer Pongala, not one man offers it. There is, please let me complete. There is Nari Puja. This is purposeful distortion. Please don't do that. There is Nari Puja. There is pregnancy related puja. There is period related puja. Should Vishnuji or Rahulishwar go tomorrow and say in the name of Article 14, you should do a period puja on me. You should do a pregnancy puja on me. Just like there is a male cricket team and a female cricket team, there is a Shabrimala and Shabrimala for women. Even the name is Shabrimala for women. So please understand things in depth. We concede that there should not be any discrimination. But there is differentiation because there is a problem in the definition of discrimination over here. The biology and psychology is different.
No, I'm not sure it's an issue of biology over here. I think that's one of the most unfortunate arguments which have been presented in the past. That being said, it is unfortunate in a sense what happened. There was violence over there. There was scuffles. The protesters who wanted to enter were not allowed. There are varying interpretations of this judgment yesterday. But ultimately, the law is absolutely clear. There can be no discrimination between men and women in places of worship. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. We are out of time. Goodbye.